It is November 20th, 2014, UFF-UWF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
Mike Vandemore.
Anita Schoenberger. Cindy Farian.
John Fink.
Dean DeBoer.
I'm an observer. You need my name anywhere?
Yeah.
John Platt.
Okay, well,
hey, John, how are you? I don't think we've met, have we?
No, we haven't.
Well, I'm Mike Vandemore.
Right, I know who you are. Your reputation precedes.
Oh, really?
And I had mentioned, last time.
I'm trying to be modest.
And John, we understand you're the president of the UFF, right?
I'm the big shot.
You're the big one. Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
Do yourself.
All right.
Last time we left off, you know, we put forward an offer to settle. We still remain optimistic that we can settle this at the table. And we were interested in what you guys have for us.
All right. Thank you, John. Jonathan, this is what I have before me, an entire contract that's signature ready. And what we have, I understand, resolved all issues between us except for Article 25, which is salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, I think the only differences we have on Article 25 is 25.2, which is the local salary supplement for 2014-15. And as I understand, you have suggested that, or proposed that, we could resolve this if we had took the 3.8% that was non-recurring on our side and the 3.8% that was recurring on your side, or there was 2%. And I don't think
it was 2%.
There were some iterations of that. Yeah. But if we were able to take 1.9% of that and make it recurring, mm-hmm. and 1.9% of that and make it the bonus, mm-hmm. that we could resolve that section and then resolve the contract. And we're able to do that.
Oh, great.
And there is some, you know, when you get down to, on our side, the actual administration of that, we face some challenges, you know, that need to be addressed, because not only is the amount and the manner in which money goes out, but also administratively we have some things that have to be addressed. But I don't think these are things that you will find unreasonable. So what we would propose is that on December 12th, 2014, that each in-unit faculty member would receive a non-recurring wage amount equal to 1.9% of their base wage. Mm-hmm. With the exception that the non-recurring wage action will not be less than $1,000 for anybody in the bargaining unit or more than $3,800.
Those were the same stipulations that
were
previously,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Now, then, on January 1st, 2015, all in-unit faculty would receive a recurring wage increase equal to 1.9% of their base wage. Now, we have, in the past, included in our proposals a requirement that someone meet a certain merit criteria before they receive that,
mm-hmm.
and we're willing to take that out. So that it will truly be across the board. Everybody in the unit will get that 1.9% recurring, regardless of whether they have had satisfactory or unsatisfactory reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to, in our language, you'll see, and we're going to give this to you in just a second and let you contemplate it, and we'll take a caucus. In what we are presenting, we have to have the issue of people, believe it or not, they're people who have been out of unit and have come into unit, so they've already received a 3.8% bonus.
Okay.
We have people who are, it was in unit and didn't get the 3.8% bonus, and now they're out of unit.
Okay.
So we have language at D that addresses those people.
Okay.
And what we're saying is that, like, if you were out of unit and you received the 3.8% bonus back on July 25th, 2014, and now you're in unit, you would not be eligible for the 1.9% non-recurring wage action, obviously, because you already received that. And then you would not be eligible for the recurring 1.9% in January, but you would get it in August, so that you're made whole.
Okay.
So those people are made
I think
whole.
We understand that.
Okay. How about how many people are we talking about in that?
4 to 6 people.
Okay. 4 to 6.
People. Yeah, 4, 5, 6.
People who became chairman of a department.
Do you know how that worked? Oh, okay. So it's
yeah, exactly. Right. That's what happened.
The 1.9% recurring distributed on January 1st, is that retroactive for the academic year, or does that start?
No, it starts on January 1st.
Starts on January 1st, okay. First of all, we appreciate us trying to find some middle ground here. I think this is clearly something we can work with. Were you also considering, and in your previous proposal, we had the MOU that was contingent upon new funds for not for the compression, before, dependent upon receiving performance-based funding, and we talked about that as a potential incentive also for faculty. When we discussed that at the table, we said that this is a commitment simultaneously looking forward, because the administration is interested in wanting faculty to be invested in helping increase these box scores, things that we got to get up. Would that MOU also be part of this contract?
Well, it would be part of the contract. We'll take a caucus. While you look at this language, we'll take a caucus and discuss it. I think what I understand you're saying, Jonathan, is you would like for us to commit to some language that would make the 1.9% non-recurring recurring in nature in the event that there were additional funds.
Well, we can kind of negotiate some. But what I was thinking of is just that the MOU would stand on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
Previously, because those are new funds, and you know we articulated over the course of the semester how far all of everyone is down, and you're also going to have faculty who are out of unit who are going to say, well, wait a minute, what about duty? You know, the president's commitment to this 3.8 for non-recurring. So. That's something we can also talk about,
okay.
As well after caucus.
Good. Well, why don't I leave this with you? This is okay. Where it's at.
Okay. And one of the things I do want to look at is last time when we printed it up, there was just a little bit of a discrepancy in the SPE Article 11. It was it was a slightly older version. So I brought in our I'm just going to double check that to make sure it's the right SPE language and those sort of things.
That's good. You know,
yeah. I'm going to look over
it. Believe it or not, I read through this contract yesterday.
You did?
I did.
that's the last thing you want to do is actually read it.
Yeah.
Did you learn nothing from the Affordable Care Act?
No.
I mean, I thought you have minions read your stuff for you.
I have minions that read my stuff for you. You're correct, Tom. But in this, I decided that I would see what it was like. So there in the version we gave you before, we did not pick up like a gender identity as a protected group. So I added that.
Okay.
And we also the duration clause that we gave you last time was the old duration clause. So it started at 12 and went to 14 or something. So I fixed that.
I went through and looked at just kind of from my notes of what has been changed in our assigned TAs. What I have is the gender identity included in non-discrimination policy.
I fixed that.
In appointments, our instructors and lecturers, the multi-year contract language, the Article 11, new SPE language, and. In addition to whatever we decide on salaries, right. Also the MOU for same-sex domestic partner benefits.
Okay.
All right. That's what I have is what we have TA'd.
Yeah.
It has new
languages.
But we'll work. If we can TA salaries today, then we'll start working on the whole.
Okay. That's after we'll call. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we think this looks great. We really appreciate all the hard work that both the bargaining teams have done, not just on Article 25, but the whole contract. It's 16 months. My daughter was born just about the, and she's already saying, feed me, where's my college savings account?
Where's my raise?
Exactly. She's negotiating milk with me now at the table, et cetera. So I think that we all think this is great. What the only, we saw one small typo in the duration clause.
We have to go through that contract.
Okay. Good. It's just the date. It just shows that for the 16-17, it's wrong date.
Yeah.
We'll fix it.
Right there.
Yeah.
It says 16-16.
What about the other stuff that you had? Was that picked up in here or not?
Everything, all of this, you can have. It's just my notes. It's not anything formal. Okay. But that's.
Well, we'll check on
that. That's all underlined new language, but it all checked out everything that I looked at.
We broke out the salary order we gave. We also have a memorandum of understanding that would make the bonus recurring. There's more funds received.
Okay.
Performance
received.
Okay.
Other
problems here. Yeah. Sorry.
What about it's not included here, but the same-sex domestic partnership benefits MOU.
I think we already TA'd it.
I'm just saying, but if it needs to be, does it need to be included in this contract today?
No, you don't have to worry about that contract today.
Okay.
If we TA these and sign those, we'll put together a contract.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, at some point, we'll have to prove it.
Everybody will have to prove it. I got that. That's a good. I'm bringing that today as a start because we have to start something.
Sure.
Okay. Right. Cool. Okay. That sounds great. But we'll caucus real quick. Just look over this.
Okay.
MOU.
Yeah. Because. Yeah.
Okay. We think this looks great. We signed off on everything here. Here's the other copies as well. We've decided from now on just to schedule the meetings earlier and earlier. We think that that's it bodes well in reaching agreement. So, Tom said he'll contact PERC also about make sure everything is called off, of course, and everything on impasse and all that. Just to let him know.
Mr. Varney will be
happy or sad?
I don't know.
how quickly do we have to get it ratified in order to meet your deadlines here?
Have you always been here, or did you just show up?
I just got here. I was invisible. You don't know that.
It's on a new diet.
I was invisible.
It's on a new diet. My man Poncho.
We're gonna ratify on the 3rd, which is a Wednesday. That gives y'all, should give you, hopefully give you ample time. Is the BOT going to meet in that time frame, I assume?
The BOT meeting is December 8th?
Oh, okay.
Wait, Brendan.
Yes.
It's the 12th.
Did I get it right?
It's the
12th?
I need to initial those front pages. We'll load it up.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all. That's what I want.
That's
right. Yeah, I'm looking right now. Okay.
Now, we'll work on this contract and try to get something to you today or tomorrow. So you'll be able to proofread it. And get it right, and then
send it out for it. Because we got to send this thing out to our folks.
Yeah, and then you have to post it.
So I'm sorry,
I
didn't hear you said, and I like it was running down.
I said we are going to go back and work on a contract to try to get it to them today or tomorrow because we know they have to proofread it before they post it. And it has to be posted before they can have a ratification.
All right, so if there's typos, you'll let us know and we'll fix it right away.
The only thing I gave a cursory look over, the only thing I noticed was just that on the, what article time is that? Just the
duration.
The duration.
Or the date
it's maybe 32. Well, so we'll fix that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'd like to talk about something, but it's not really part of collective bargaining, so maybe we should turn off the
Sure.
Before
we do that, go ahead, Brad.
I'd like for us, we've had a very productive bargaining session over, I mean, it's been long, but we've invented a lot of new things for the university, and I think it'd be good.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I was going to turn that off.
Oh, okay, that's fine.